This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Todd.
Yo,
what's happening, man? How can we help you?
So I went on this date with a great girl, fly girl. We got along in a lot of different respects. We met online.
Mm-hmm.
We went out for dinner and drinks, had a real good time. And she had an emergency call that her grandmother wasn't doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And that totally, put a spin on things. We were having a good time laughing and joking and whatnot. This happened. I went to the hospital with her.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's not doing well. And, I must say, I felt really bad for her. It was awful, but I also felt special that she let me go with her to console her and trying to, encourage her during the tough times. And then afterward, I didn't hear back from her anymore, and I didn't know why. I thought we had a good date, and I was hoping you guys could help me figure out what was going on with why I'm not hearing back from her because she's not answering my calls.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was really nice of you to go.
Yep, definitely.
I've also, she invited me, and, I tried to be positive, tried to be strong for her there. And I don't know if grandma, if something happened. She was in a really rough condition. She was on a respirator. So I don't know if maybe she passed or what.
Yeah.
She's not getting back to me.
That could be it. Maybe she passed away and they're doing the funeral and wake and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She's been busy.
That's what it sounds like to me. Maybe she's just like, I'll get back to you in a second. But you know what? We'll give her a call. How about that? I mean, it can't hurt.
That'd be great.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Todd. His first date ended up crazy. Like, he went with this girl, Lisa, and she got a call about her grandmother being in the hospital. He ended up going with her to the hospital. The date never really technically finished.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just been reaching out to her for a couple things. Because, he likes her. He wants to see if she wants to go
right.
out. And second, to see how grandmother's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Todd, stay quiet. We're going to call Lisa right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lisa?
Well, this is Alicia. I don't know who you're looking for.
Well.
This is the Get Up Crew calling from Hot 96.9. We're just calling you on behalf of somebody. Is that all right? Can we just ask you something really quick?
Who's calling me right now?
We're calling from a radio station, Hot 96.9. We're calling you because somebody reached out to us about reaching out to you.
Okay.
Okay, so Todd, who you went on a date with,
wait! You gotta be kidding me. I don't want to talk about him. I don't have time for this.
I didn't even tell you what. So he was telling us about your date. He told us about your grandmother. He wants to make sure that she's all right, and he's just been wondering why he hasn't been able to get in contact with you. And he we're willing to pay for a date for you guys to go out when you're available.
I should have been paid to go out with him. I'm not doing that again. I got nothing to say.
Wow.
Are we talking about the same dude
that your
grandmother got sick? He went to the hospital with you?
Oh, so I guess he gave you the story. Well, let me enlighten you about really what went down. We went on a date. It was going pretty well. I got a call. I'll admit, it was pretty nice to him. I was pretty shaken up. He drove me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We get there. Obviously, my grandmother is doing terrible. I'm freaking the out. And he at first was like, great, really, consoling me, really comforting, and then all of a sudden, I get a thing on my phone. I've been tagged on Facebook. That dude has no boundaries, and he went on Facebook and did a Facebook live of my grandma in the hospital. So all you can see is me in the background, my grandma on her respirator, and dude is videoing
what?
It.
What?
And all like,
no.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
out of
no
here.
Way.
And he's all like, oh yeah, this is some real shit. Right here,
you're
cherish every moment in life.
No.
And, whatever. Trying to be
and then all of a sudden,
it's like,
yo,
that's my video.
Wait, I'm sorry, Alicia. Alicia, hold on 1 second. Todd is on the phone.
What?
Todd.
Oh.
I mean, that's
Todd
real. That's
phone,
real.
How many likes you get? Cool at all.
I mean, I'm all about positivity, making good, healthy choices in life and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to promote good things. Like, I would think you would appreciate that. Just like, like we talked about on the date, you got to love life. And, life is short.
So you thought that the best way to promote that was by my grandma and me in a respirator in a private family moment that you should broadcast on Facebook to promote yourself. That's some douchebag.
One person's tragedy can help change another person's life. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like you got to make the most
not,
of every moment.
It was
moment.
None of
that
your business to do that. It's not your family. You didn't ask. You don't just Facebook Live people like that.
But that's what I'm all about. I mean, we talked about that on the date. I'm all about the realness. That's why people follow me at real on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? About
you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
No. Don't you air and promote his
That's not right, Todd.
Todd said he just wants everybody to get a look behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And you know what, Todd? You need to take down that video. No one wants to watch a lady on a respirator and you spitting some shit about it. No way.
I mean, that might make somebody call their grandma today and make sure that grandma knows that they love them. And I don't know what you mean saying nobody checked out my shit, because I got 34 likes on there right there that night. And that's like the highest like following that I've had since I took my dog to the vet. And
okay, this
that.
Dude is...
Congratulations, you're making it in the Instagram world.
Okay.
What the...
Okay, well, the reason we called is that you guys never really finished that first date, so...
It's
finished.
It's not going to happen. Okay, so, Alicia, it's not going to... Todd, it's not going to happen. Alicia, how's your grandmother doing?
She's not doing great. It's really touch and go,
Maybe you should look at my Facebook page.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.